Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for these next few minutes we can share the good things of the Lord together. I've been ministering on a subject, more than conquerors, and that refers to you and me, beloved. God is raising up a family of children that are not childish in terms of their ways or their thoughts, but we're growing up to be manifested sons and daughters of God, which will look like Jesus. We're ultimately going to be like Jesus. We will be perfected. That's the goal that's mentioned in Ephesians, the purpose of fivefold ministry, until we all come to the measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Christ Jesus. Praise God. So that's the aim, that's the work of the Holy Spirit in this hour, to bring us all to that place. And let me share again, I shared it on yesterday's broadcast, 2 Corinthians 4:8-11. We are troubled on every side, Paul said, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, but the life also of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal flesh. If trouble came, Paul learned through experience that he never gave up and he never threw up his hands. If he was perplexed, he never allowed it to grow into despair. You see, we'll be in that place too. We can be troubled. We can be perplexed. We can be persecuted. We can be cast down. But we're not destroyed. We're not forsaken. We're not distressed. We may be troubled, but we're not distressed. We don't let despair and despondency settle in on our souls. So he learned these things by the trials that he went through. He was persecuted many times. We know that from the scripture, but God never forsook him. God never failed to come to his rescue in time of persecution and battle. Time and time again, Paul was cast down, but he wasn't destroyed. He got up and dusted himself off and went on to obey the Lord. There were many times the Apostle Paul was down, but he was never down and out. In fact, remember, he was taken out of the city and stoned and left for dead. He probably did die. That's when he talked about a man, whether in the body or out of the body, he didn't know. He went to experience the glories of heaven. But as the believers gathered around him, he rose. And so we know that he never let circumstances keep him down. And there were many times that severe trials so weakened him that he was at death's door. But every time this happened, he made it, this is where we can learn from him, an opportunity to receive in his mortal flesh, in his body, the life of Jesus. Beloved, do you see there's a secret here? He knew a secret. It was the secret of victory. Whenever he found himself weak in body, or what, weak in emotionally, or weak mentally, just because of the ongoing battles or the workload and the demands upon him, he used this secret. This secret was to trust in Jesus Christ, to pour His strength into him, to revitalize his body, soul, and spirit, and to be filled with the life of Jesus. You know, I just feel to stop right here. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, this is a key that I am giving to you, that which my servant Paul learned. It is an asset. It is a key. It is a doorway to victory, where when you are at your lowest, when you feel that you can't go any further, when you are tired, when you are weary, when you are beset by troubles and sorrows, look to your God, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and wonderful things that you did not know. I will cause you to be even amazed at the supernatural power and anointing that will flow into you, body, your soul, your spirit, whatever your need, that you will be able to accomplish that which I am asking you to do and that which is before you. And it might just be for the simple mundane tasks of everyday life, because sometimes I know, beloved, how weary and how tired and how drained my people can be with the ongoing warfare. So fret not and be not dismayed, for I am with you to help you, says the Lord. I bear my holy arm in your behalf. So put aside fear, put aside doubt, for I am with you, and I will not fail you or forsake you, says the Lord. I am with you even unto the very end of the age, says your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive that. We receive that word, Lord, and in the time of our need. And Lord, some even now, they are at a place they are so depleted. Father, I pray that you would pour your strength into them right now. Lord, as they lift their hearts to you, and if possibly even lifting their hands, they are receiving that anointing that will destroy the yoke of bondage, of sorrow, of being disheartened, of feeling defeated, of feeling that they're just not up to the task. Father, in the name of Jesus, give them the strength they need right now. And also, Lord, give them the wisdom. We also know that you have ordained a Sabbath rest. There's a principle. Even when your disciples and you were very weary and tired ministering to the crowds, you said to them, Lord, come away and rest a while. We need to be replenished. And Lord, we need to avail ourselves and make opportunities so we don't get run down. But Lord, we thank you that now you're strengthening your people. And Lord, I just believe there's testimonies that are going to come from this. Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. One reason that the Apostle Paul could rise above the circumstances that he faced and, if you will, kind of put them under his feet, as it were, was because he learned the lessons of God's promises. He gave us God's great promises in Romans 8:28, and this is an all-inclusive promise. It covers everything. I mean, it's without debate. It's without parameters. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. Think about Jesus, beloved, all that he went through. He was tested sorely in ways that we could never even fully understand or experience. He was the Son of God, yet he was the very Son of Man. We may not understand with our minds that union, but we know it to be true. He was very God and very man. But the victories he secured were not as God, because God is invincible. He has no defeats. But the victories he won were as the Son of Man. He frequently used that title in referring to himself. He was the Son of Man. And so all that he endured not just the terrible suffering on the cross and all the ridicule and the agony that he went through and the separation from his Father for a time, but all that he went through even before the disbelief of those who should have been close. He preached, you know, he said, you have to eat of my body, drink of my blood. And they couldn't understand what he was saying. And so many left him and went with him no longer. And he turned to his disciples with that hard saying. And he said, will you leave also? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And so, beloved, this Christian, you know, warfare really starts when you become a Christian. You may have had hard times when you were not saved, but the point is you already belong to the devil at that point. God's hand may have been on you. He brought you out. But warfare starts because we're in this to the death. We're talking about the fate of millions of people. That's why your prayers are so important. Of course, you cannot. You minister as God directs you to minister. You have a circle of influence, family, friends, neighbors, coworkers. It may be a relatively small circle of influence, but that doesn't make any difference. He's looking to you for your obedience with whatever he's given you. Remember the parable of the talents? Those that had 2 talents or 5 talents or 10 talents, he was pleased that they did what they could with what they had. But the one that just had 1 talent and buried it, why, he was very upset, and he said, that which has been given to him shall be taken away. And so we must trust the Lord that no matter what our station, our calling in life, it has purpose and significance. There's no such thing as an accident to the child of God that trusts in the Lord. The things that look like they're an accident, they have some good purpose, or God would not have allowed them to happen. And the things that God allows to come into our lives are part of his glorious plan of victory for us. Well, my time has again flown by, and we'll continue on tomorrow on Friday's broadcast, but also we're probably going to have to go into next week. So we'll just let the Lord develop this as he desires. I love you. I thank God for you. I thank you for your prayers in my behalf and behalf of the ministry and those that are moved back upon to give financially. What a blessing. I don't mention finances because I trust God to supply the needs, and he's been faithful since 1965 when my husband started the ministry. I love you. I thank God for you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.